I'm your host, Emily Brown. In this podcast, the career pioneer hit the streets and attended the Kingonomics Conference in Washington, D.C. Shankul Gupta, the Chief Executive Officer of Rebirth Financial, took the time to offer his insights on starting a business in America. Rebirth Financial gives small businesses a leg up, giving them access to much needed capital when they struggle to get it elsewhere. Enjoy the show.
Can you tell me a little bit about Rebirth Financial and what role you play in the small business community?
Yeah, Rebirth Financial connects small business borrowers directly with individual institutional lenders. So what that means is that we allow small businesses that are looking to get a loan to come to our platform to list their company, and we allow people like you and me to lend directly to those small businesses.
You mentioned a really interesting point in the panel discussion. You said, why invest on Wall Street when you can invest on Main Street? Can you explain what you meant by that?
Really, what I mean by that is that 90% of all jobs in America are small business jobs, and the real growth and the real backbone of this country is the small business. And as this economic collapse has shown us, and as the Great Recession, as they call it, has shown us, is that Wall Street, you know, really does not care about Main Street. And it's in my opinion, time that we change that dynamic. You know, there's no reason that all of our money should be going to fund the big, you know, super banks and the big high deal trading that happens on Wall Street when we have small businesses that are struggling to get capital in our communities. You know, these big banks neglect what the whole point of banking really from the grassroots level is, which is supporting the companies that support you. And we have restaurants, we have small businesses that are retail, whatever it may be in your community. Those are the ones that are creating jobs. Those are the ones that you go to eat, to shop. Those are the ones that are employing your friends. And that's the ones that when we say why invest on Wall Street when you can invest in Main Street, those are the ones we really want to support.
And how can we as average citizens change our mindset to make those kinds of investments in small businesses?
I think that first we have to understand that we can do it. You know, it's been, you know, just beaten into our head that the only way to invest is through Wall Street, that the only way that we can put our money to work is through E-Trade accounts or through Charles Schwab accounts or whatever it is. But we need to realize that we can make investments in our community that move our communities forward with even better results than if you're investing in Wall Street. I don't mean that just financially better results. I mean, you will see a better impact in your daily life by investing in the small businesses that are supporting your community.
Right. And so do you think that the time is ripe right now for individuals to start a small business? And if so, why?
Well, my father started his small business. He has an engineering company he's had for 30 years in Southern California. And he was, the company he worked for went under. And that's when he started his small business. And I've always heard that the best times to start businesses are in recessions because, you know, well, number one, what else do you have to lose? And number two, you really have the opportunity to create something that people need at a time that they need it. And when you can find something that's innovative, something that does things differently, now's the time that people want those types of changes to happen. So I think that now, yes, is the time to start something. And I don't think it's ever a bad time to start something, but you just have to be prepared for what that comes with. Understand that, you know, if you're not having a 9-to-5 job, you're not going to have a 9-to-5 paycheck. So start living on a budget and start understanding that you got to tighten the belt a little bit. But there's never a bad time to start something.
That's great advice. Do you think what's more important? Is passion more important, of having a love for your business and the idea behind it? Or is it actually having a viable business idea?
I would say that passion is important, not necessarily in the business, but in the person to want something to succeed. You know, I don't think that you should be in love with your business, because if you're married to your business, you don't make the smart choices. So, and then that includes, you know, knowing when to stop or when to change directions, because, you know, that is part of business. You have to think, you know, from a business perspective. It's not personal, it is business. But at the same time, you know, the second part of what you asked, it's a viable business is in my opinion the most important part of success. You know, passion again is very important, but you need to keep business and passion separate.
But is it okay to start with passion and then?
Oh, absolutely. If you're not passionate about something, you're not going to do it.
Right.
And I'm talking from a more high level. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying don't be passionate about what you do. What I'm saying is, passion absolutely drives. I mean, I wouldn't have done what I did without passion. Mm-hmm. You know, I told you before, I was a doorman for a year, and then I was a bartender for a year after I did my MBA, so I could start my company. And I was passionate about that. I'm still passionate about it. But what I'm saying is, don't fall in love with a company or with something, because things change. And you have to be able to pivot. You have to be able to change things. Have passion and drive and ambition, absolutely. But just understand that you have to think with your head and not with your heart.
Growing up, were you always, did you always have the mindset that I'm going to be an entrepreneur one day? Or did that just sort of fall in your lap?
You know, that's a good question. And like I said, my dad had his own business, his own company. My mom's a teacher. So I had always seen my dad, you know, as an entrepreneur. And he had always wanted me to become an entrepreneur. You know, but I also saw the hours that he worked and how hard it was for him to do that. And it's not easy. You know, and I think that conditioned me to understanding that I'm not going to be driving a BMW and you know, living in a really nice place as an entrepreneur, but that you can get, as you said earlier, the passion, and you can get that fulfillment from being an entrepreneur.
The Career Pioneer would like to thank Shankul Gupta, CEO of Rebirth Financial. If you'd like to share your story, email me at info@thecareerpioneer.com.